meeting. The LLC rights and compliance with the Open Meeting, Open Public Meeting Act has provided the time, date, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers. Published saying in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed with the borough clerk and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. Do we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore.
Here.
Mr. Cunningham. Mr. Julia.
Here.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Duffy.
Here.
Councilman Weinstein.
Here.
Mayor Wong. Mr. Knott.
Not here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. McGinley.
Here.
Ms. Phillips.
Here.
Ms. Gray.
Here.
Okay, can we have a discussion or anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes of 2/26/19?
I don't know that. That's my motion.
Who did the first one?
Steve.
Oh, thank you.
You have a roll call?
Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. Julia.
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
And Ms. Phillips.
Okay, first item of business this evening will be the memorialization of the resolution for Gators Village LLC. Is there a discussion on that or a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Any roll call?
Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. Julia.
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
Second, it will also be a memorialization of the resolution for Bowie Real Property LLC, 6 South Street.
I'll make a motion to approve that resolution.
I'll second.
There was just one typo change on the one that you had. Where is it?
I trust you.
Yeah, home and set edition.
Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. Julia.
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Councilman Weinstein.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
And the last thing we have is the memorialization resolution of Resolutions. LLC for 572 Ocean Avenue. Which one is that?
That was the one on the three front guards.
Oh, yeah.
Ocean River View and.
She's back.
I'll take a motion. I'll make a few.
Second?
Take my chances.
Second.
Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
And the last thing on our business this evening will be a new application. Mr. Charles Green.
Evening, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed the mail in the jurisdictional package. Technically, it's a minor subdivision, so we don't really require notice, but it's done and it is in good order, so I'll accept their notice. And Mark's name is A1, the jurisdictional package. I have marked as A2, the minor subdivision plan, prepared by Land Control Services, LLC, James Goddard, dated 2/26/19, and A3 is the tax certification. And we are calling this a minor subdivision, so I've indicated there was, wouldn't be notice required. The notice, however, in the plans, the notice indicates the lots across Ocean Avenue. They are not included as part of the subdivision, and they are on lot 128, lot 23. So I just wanted, Mr. Hirsch, that's correct?
Correct. The lot on the eastern side of Ocean Avenue, it's really a one of these lots. We have one bigger lot on the west side of Ocean Avenue. Properties have a lot on the east side. Originally, it was authorized in the plan to subdivide the lot also on the eastward side. So a portion of that lot to the new lot that's being created, so they would have a lot to obtain beach access. That concept was abandoned, and so the applicant is only seeking minor subdivision of his principal lot, where he currently has his dwelling, his home. Two conforming lots, larger than the ordinance, the zoning ordinance requires. And the minor subdivision, as you'll note on the plan, there's already a cottage, a second home, if you will, on that property. That subdivision line is obviously going through a portion of that dwelling. That dwelling is to be removed. It is at, you can see the TBR on the dwelling on the plan.
But that would have to, actually, that would have to be a condition of the finalization of that, that violation be removed, correct?
Yes, before he would be able to actually, you know, perfect the lot, sell the lot off, he would have to have the demolition.
Well, before he could even perfect the subdivision, he would have to do that. Because otherwise it would create non-conformity. So that would be the condition that, you know, prior to the...
Perfection. We're going to do it by deed, if you, you know.
Right, but you have to have the...
Yeah, when we perfect, when we record the deed, the demolition will have to happen. I mean, in the meantime, before we perfect it, he may want to rent that cottage as he has in the past, but once we perfect it, he has to... We have to create two independent lots.
You certainly know the time period that you have within which to perfect, so...
I know, yeah. It's not a good thing, though.
Correct, so I mean, I don't want to rent it for, but that, obviously, the, because we could not, that, so it's, and it, a pre-existing one-story dwelling, I guess we're calling it?
Yes. Obviously, I have my client here, Mr. and Mrs. Rooney, but Mr. Rooney is here to testify.
Sure, let me just, let's get him sworn in. Right. Come on up, Mr. Rooney, just so that we can... You saw Mr. Rooney's testimony, you're about to give us the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, just say your name for the record.
Charles Rooney.
Okay. So, the two proposed lots are Tom, what did you say? You're gonna, what ones you're dividing and what's being created? Like, lot number three?
Correct your background, for the record, the board, you're currently the owner of the property that, you and your wife currently the owner of the property that's being proposed for the subdivision?
Yes.
And you currently have your existing dwelling on that property?
I do.
And there's another dwelling you heard us speaking about it that would be impacted by the subdivision line. What exactly is that dwelling?
That is a one-story, basically bungalow. That's a bungalow that was built in the early 1900s, and it's something that I rent out right now. I have a tenant in there.
So, just for clarity's sake, the two proposed lots, as you showed them, are proposed new lot 2.03 and 2.02?
Yes.
Okay, and the bungalow that you were just describing is located on mostly on 202, but it was run over the property line into 203.
Yes.
And so that is the structure that will be removed prior to the perfection of the subdivision.
Okay.
Do you understand what that means?
The house has to be there, right?
Right. Before you can actually perfect your subdivision.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in no hurry. There's an elderly man in there right now, so, you know.
But there is a time limit on
okay, so what is the time limit?
Well, after the board has to, assuming they are going to approve the minor subdivision, the board at the following meeting, say they would be preparing a resolution for the board to adopt. Once that resolution is adopted, we have, there's 90 days to, under the statute, to perfect the subdivision. That means filing, in this case, not the map, but deeds to create the two lots independently.
Okay.
Now, there are some provisions for extensions of that 90 days in the statute that can get some extensions, which we can discuss, but that's not really...
Right, I just wanted you to understand that. So like, technically, within 90 days, that is supposed to come down. If you have a tenant in there, that could be a problem.
I would not want it to come down in 90 days, so I would be looking for an extension, because I would like to give him...
Well, that's not your legal...
Well, that's what we discussed, that issue. So, you know...
Just because otherwise, the board would be approving a non-conforming lot with that precedent, and then we really wouldn't have a lot of power to make it come down after it was already affected, so...
Yeah, so, there's not a right to resolution to that.
So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying, we can, you know, I don't have to rush, and I won't do it for the next meeting, because I'm busy. You know, we'll take a little bit of time, and I'll talk to Mr. Hirsch, and, you know, you are entitled to extensions on that, you know, nobody's, but, you know, so we won't rush into it, we can...
And then there's another whole bunch of tenant rights laws.
I'm not in a hurry, this is something that I just feel like, for my wife and I, for the future, we feel like this is something...
Yeah, the problem is that regulations require... Yeah, it's the opposite.
You just put yourself in a hurry about coming to us to send it out.
Why are you here so soon?
Well, what's that?
Why are you here now?
No, I mean, I want to get it done. I kind of felt like, I felt that it would be good for what you have, Brad. I'm paying you money.
Are you taking the temperature?
That's a conversation for yourself.
It's clearly a full...
I just feel like I do have a tenant in there. I felt like coming to you would be a good idea to understand how this process was going to go forward, and then I would understand what I had to tell my tenant.
Right. So,
I'm more concerned about him right now than I am this, but I mean, I think I have to understand where I'm at.
We're going to work out the procedure.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we take the resolution here?
Sounds
like he's going to move it in with you.
I have no problem with that either. Can you work with me though?
We can certainly allow you're granting us an extension of the statutory timelines anyway. It's a minor subject, so we really need...
Correct. Towards the end of which you can simply not perfect in time, it would be approved.
Right.
And then come back.
With the same plans and same...
Okay.
I mean, it's not that we want you to have to do that, but I...
Yeah, so let's just move this forward.
You will have...
And then 90 days to get this done.
You'll be entitled to extensions.
Okay.
But I wanted to make sure you...
Fully understood.
Yeah, where...
Also.
Right, because it's a, this is actually has, you know, subdivision, you know, creates two legal lots now, and we can't create, unless they have grand variances, which we're not, we weren't seeking any, plus there'd be a building in the middle of two lots, which would, you know, not make any sense. So you can't really have a building that would straddle your lot lines.
Right.
Newly created, what might have happened, you know, history then. So, okay.
So I have one question. So this other lot, is that a lot similar to the one that we saw last week?
Which lot or which number are you on?
The
new lot.
The new little lot, 202.
202?
No, it's a different zone, so it's only got one street frontage. And it's the requirements, we just will flip over. So the frontage, front yard setback is 25 feet from Ocean Avenue, but your side yard setbacks are the 7 feet. Whereas on the one last week, we had three front yards, which was 25, 25, and 25. Mm-hmm. And that's what made that one difficult to develop, meeting the...
Yeah, I'm just asking for education.
Yeah, no, you're... So that's...
This one's fully conforming.
Correct.
And everywhere, except the time to build.
So I could buy this lot and build my little house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would really work.
If...
Is there anything else?
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, we could say that any construction on the lots would have to, you know, be conforming, or else you have to come to the board.
Yeah, we're not seeking any variances whatsoever either for the subsequent construction that will take place or the creation of the lot itself.
In the past, we have kind of asked everybody to bring the Ocean Avenue lots subdivision across to the Ocean lot also. Is there any particular, is it just, is there any reason why you're not doing that? Would make that lot valuable for you if you're going to sell it, but if you're just going to rent it, I guess it doesn't matter, but...
As I said, we discussed doing that and made a determination that it would keep this lot intact, and then, you know, if he had a purchaser, whether he would work out an easement agreement or whatever to be able to get beach access on this lot, I mean, it's something we'll just develop as he markets the property in terms of the value of having access on the other side of Ocean Avenue. We didn't see the necessity for it, but if we did it at the time, obviously, that's originally when they laid this out, before I was involved, they said it was a minor subdivision for, you know, for two lots, but obviously it was essentially a four-lot subdivision, not a two-lot subdivision, which was probably under your definition of major.
As long as the lot's not being abandoned, which is a fear of the tax.
That's what, yeah.
We've had a problem, the tax has always been what's going on with each lot, because there's been someone majorly subdividing with like four or five different lots, and where's that lot going if they had an answer for us? Mm-hmm. I mean, here we know that it's being kept with the main lot, so.
Okay.
If they want to change that in the future, they can, or they work out an easement agreement, and they can park the owner there, come over on this lot to get to the beach. They have options.
Okay. All right, is there any other testimony you'd like to present, as if not?
I think that's, you know, essentially, I have Mr. Rooney here to answer any questions and get the basics in. I mean, it's a minor subdivision essentially as a right because it requires no variances. You know, the lots are conforming.
Is there anybody on the board that has any questions of this testimony? We'll open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that has a question on this testimony or a comment? No question. Can you please stand and say your name? Samuel Catalina.
Come on up, we've got everyone recording. Come on up, so
the microphone's on pick up.
My name is Samuel Catalina. I live directly behind the lot I own the property, 50 North Way, where the subdivision I think is going to take place. I came here just for more information to like understand what was happening. But currently, right now, there's the one level bungalow, and my second floor directly looks at the ocean. So my concern is that if this lot was sold, would there be any restriction of the height, or would it complete, like, if they put a three-story brand new house that would...
Once it's divided into a legal buildable lot, then he has to follow the standard building codes, which would allow him to build it, yes, higher.
Okay.
Also with side yard setbacks, which would give you, it wouldn't be covering the whole lot, it would be within the side yard setback, so you'd have to look at the building codes. Or if he ever gets to the point where he's going to build it, he would have to make an application if he needs any variances. Otherwise, it would be a conforming house.
Okay. A conforming house to what is current?
To what?
No,
I got you.
I think it's 35 feet in that zone level.
It's on the percent.
So yeah, and whatever house is built on that newly subdivided lot would have to meet all the zoning requirements of SEBA.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the public that has a question or a comment? And I guess we'll close the public portion.
I will. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve this application with the condition as noted that the first story dwelling doesn't meet the minimum prior to the being used as a subdivision.
Second. Mr. Roll.
Mr. Cashman?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Jose?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Dr. West?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
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 Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. We have a ribbon cutting here for Saturday in the library. Hopefully you guys will all need it.
What is it?
A ribbon cutting for the old meal library. Saturday in the
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
tell everybody that's up. They can add a notice requirement, so that's going to be reheard on, what they, what's right, that's the 26th. The 26th.
26th?
Right.
At 7:30 as well?
Yes. Yeah, I think I asked you before you came in, so I apologize.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, you know, I took care of that.
That's okay.